And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. And I'm delighted to say that I have Catherine in the studio here with me this morning. Good morning to Catherine.
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for asking me.
You're very welcome to Neuro FM. I know it's been a little while since you've been on, but probably a few years now.
God,
but tell us, a lot has changed in your life over the years.
Yeah,
as we have spoke to Louise just there a while ago about yoga. And you do yoga. Just tell us a little bit how it, how you came about doing yoga. Was something in your life that changed and you wanted to just get healthy? Or?
Yeah, well, I did it 30 years ago when I got married at first. I used to do it in Clash to Do, like in the office there with some great guys. So I kept saying I did it years ago, and then you go on and have kids. I must go back to it, you know, because I loved it. It's really relaxing and stuff. So this year I got to know Louise through a networking group, and she was saying she was doing beach yoga, and I love the beach, love the sea, and I love the yoga. So I said, oh, that sounds lovely. And I kept meaning to do it. And then I didn't. I think it was back in May. So she texted me again and said it's, you know, next Sunday. And I went, okay, that's it, I'm going to go. You know, I made the decision and go, and it's just amazing. You know, there beside the beach. And we're just lucky that every day the sun came out.
Yeah.
We were there 2 weeks ago in October. It was just amazing. We're so lucky. She's so lucky that it has. And she's just lovely. She's so gentle. And, it's, you know, you can slow down your mind. You listen to the sea. And it's good for your body as well. So it's a body-mind thing.
It sounds absolutely great. Because when Louise was talking about how it does affect your mind, and her own story, how she got involved with yoga. And, you know, and as I said to her, I'm not very flexible. I've never really done yoga. But she says you don't have to be, because the class she does is really for beginners. But the sea and the beach sounds great, but the only thing is the sand. Is that not good everywhere?
No. You stand. Now, she had mats at one stage before I joined. You know, I used to have a mat years ago, and but you don't need, there was wind kind of, so it was blowing all the mats away. So they just stand in your bare feet on the sand,
hopefully.
Literally. Now, the only thing about the sand, it doesn't get anywhere, but you kind of go down in the sand. I don't know whether she said that, you know, you keep kind of, because you're
sinking.
Moving your feet. Yeah, you're sinking. So you have to kind of move around and move the sand around, you know, to kind of get yourself, and then trying to, there's a pose she does. It's real gentle now. It's nothing.
And was this beginners as well now when you took it up, or was this more advanced?
There's all different types of yoga. I think I did beginner years ago, but it's,
did you find it hard?
No.
After 30 years doing it again? No.
No, I didn't. I went away on a weekend a few weeks ago, not with Louise. I think she does the weekends. And my friend Louise, Ailish, that you know, and we just went out to Wicklow there, and we did kind of a weekend. And like that, I went in, I was, there was, what you call it, blocks and this, and I was going, oh my God, what am I going to do here? And, you know, what you call it, not chains, whips and chains. What are they called? Straps. Sorry, it's early. Shouldn't be saying that. But yeah, and I was looking at it going, oh my God, what am I going to do?
I've seen that actually. You hang out at the ceiling kind of. It's like a type of yoga that you kind of, you bounce on these big kind of.
Oh no, well, that wasn't. It was just a strap literally beside us on the ground on the mat. And
so you didn't
block. So I was kind of going, what? Because like that, I hadn't done it in 30 years at that stage. That was back in June. But it wasn't. It was just different poses, and the blocks help you hold yourself up, or the strap holds your foot up. You know, it was nothing like that. It was real gentle. So no, I didn't. Some of it is strenuous when you're trying to hold a pose, even on the beach, you know, on the sand, and you're trying to, you have your leg up, you know, you just stand there and put your leg up to your ankle or your calf, whatever you want, and trying to balance a bit, you know, because you leave it there for a few minutes. So that's kind of.
And after you do the yoga yourself, do you feel that you have more energy?
Yeah, you do. You really feel real, especially in your mind, and that, you know, you feel more centered, you feel more energized. And even, like, I do a bit of jogging now, starting during the week, and I hate jogging, but I started giving myself challenges this year. And the yoga at the end of Sunday, it kind of, you know, if your back is hurting, because I'd be sitting in the car a lot, you know, you're sitting down like yourself. So she'll do a little gentle exercise, and you can feel a kind of, just, you know, loosen you up a bit, you know what I mean, at the end of it. So you do, you kind of feel more supple at the end of it, and in your head, because it's clearing your head for the few, the hour.
And were you at a stage in your life where you felt that a lot of stuff has happened, that you wanted to do yoga, that you needed something to kind of help you relax and turn off?
Yeah, this year, I said that at the end of the year, like, you know yourself, you know me years in this stage, we know each other. So I've been through loads of different stuff, marriage breakup and the whole lot, you know, my daughter getting pregnant, you know, loads, and unemployment and all that kind of thing. So this year, I made a decision, it was going to be a transformational year. I just said, that's it, you know, because your mind is so powerful, you know, you just make a decision and then we kind of change our mind. But this year, I said, I'm going to give myself challenges, push myself out of the comfort zone, just little ones, you know,
a bit.
I did a 30-day challenge earlier on in the year. I like that, just doing that little walk every day.
And what was that challenge?
It was, you know, your woman on the radio, what's her name, Kira, in News Talk, what's her name, I can't think of her surname.
I don't know.
I can't think of her surname. She does, I just seen it on Instagram, And I went, that's it, I'm going to do that, you know, for, that was January. So
that was walking every day?
Every day, yeah, you had to do walking every day. So it was quite a challenge. Some days you're kind of going, oh my God, But then once you start walking, I start taking photographs because that's what I do, you know, I'm a videographer and do photography. So that'd take my mind off, you know, for the first few minutes. Yeah. I kind of go, I have to just walk, I have to go home and do this, that, and the other. So I'd say, okay, I'll take a photograph. So I'd look for the photograph. And that took my mind off. And then I loved it, you know, I got into it.
And did you do it every day?
Did it every day, yeah. Well, didn't miss a day, yeah.
So this is the new you for this for the year. Well, you're coming up now to November. And what else, what other challenges have you taken on throughout the year?
I did a Tough Mudder with Tracy McCann. I don't know if you've ever heard me talking about Tracy. She's amazing. Yeah. Should try and get her in here, maybe record her. Tough Mudder, I did. And Tough Mudder last year, I did.
And what's that?
Oh, that's an obstacle course. That's 6 foot high obstacle course. That's jumping into ice buckets or ice tanks. The two was nearly drowned, actually. She had to be dragged over. We couldn't swim. And here she was, we won't drown, you know, before we started. And we nearly did. But, you know, people helped me. You know, it was mad. I loved the obstacles. I hated the jogging. I still hate it. But that, I'm doing that this year.
So you really are pushing yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like I was a chronic insomniac. Now you'd know that I never could sleep this year. Last night I didn't because I was talking to Louise late. You know, I have a little routine. I'll start winding down about 8:30 in the evening time. And if I don't, if I start talking, like I was talking on the phone to her, and I'd be worried, you know, so I wind down. But I don't, I used to take sleeping tablets the whole, I don't take anything now.
So you don't have to see it as. She was saying that, like, for your body, your physical health, your mental health,
your mind, just to quieten your mind.
Switch
and people
off.
Think, you know, quieten your mind, just to relax, you think.
Yeah.
It's not, it's, you actually get solutions to your problems, you actually focus more, you know, ideas will come to you when you just quieten your mind, and it's so hard to do, but it's quite easy. I sometimes go down to Bull Island and stand there in the morning time. I would have done it this morning if I was coming here, and just listen to the sea. Close your eyes and listen.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love listening to
the thoughts,
waves.
Yeah, thoughts will come in and just go, okay, let them go. And just try and just zone, even for 17 seconds just to do it. And the difference it makes, just quieting your mind and that, you know. So
yeah,
just love it. Yeah, I have to say this year, and I can feel it. You know, I made that decision. No, you go off, sometimes you slip or whatever, but you just say, all right, just get back on it, you know. But even the jogging, I hate jogging.
No.
But when you're out there, you know, I would go down the beach and I'm going to do that challenge for December, to jog all the way down the beach, all the way up that road, up the coast road and back to Bull Island.
Hey,
and
really?
Yeah, definitely. And I joined the gym this year as well. I did 10 minutes on a treadmill, and I couldn't even do a minute when I started. But the jogging, even though I hate to jog, it's getting your mind into it.
Yeah.
And then when you do, like I've done extra jogging on the beaches, I've kind of, you know, gone down, and it's a sense of achievement. That's what it gives you, you know.
And where will you go now for your yoga? It's coming into the winter, so
yeah, I
don't. Will she still do it in the winter time?
Oh yeah, Louise. I'm not on the beach now.
But
she probably will move into the hotel, Shoreline Hotel. I think is right beside it. We often go in there and have some tea after.
That's something as well, having a look out on the beach. Yeah,
oh, it's gorgeous.
But
there,
it is. There's nothing to be, nothing like in the outdoors and the sea.
Yeah,
and
to get outdoors and to connect with nature.
Yeah,
and even, that's what she does. Even in the yoga, you know, put your hands up to and imagine the sky, and you're looking at the sky and just connect with you know, that energy.
Definitely
that, you know.
Going to do it. Set to her, definitely
should,
going to just to try it.
I think she does
see.
It in Swords and a Tourzy even, because I definitely would keep it up. You know what I mean?
Definitely just to try the beginners and see how I get on.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it did put me off a little bit, like as you said, and straps and obstacles and stuff. And some, these are too advanced, but for the beginners,
it. We hadn't even got a mat, we were just standing our bare feet, and there's all shapes and sizes, you know, and all different types of people there. There's men as well do it.
Yeah.
Some men come along, you know, and do it.
So that's that was your New Year challenge, and it's coming up to October. It is in the middle of October, not coming up to October,
know,
the middle of October.
Middle of October
now. The weeks
are
just gone by
Christmas,
so quick.
Yeah.
And you yourself as well, you've started up your own media.
Yeah, 4 years ago. I can't believe it's nearly 4 years ago this year.
You work with just
media workshops with people with disabilities on a Monday and a Friday. I've done with different groups as well, and Delik and that over the year. You go so far with them. So we train them how to use the media in front of the camera, behind. So we have a Media Lab YouTube page. Subscribe to us. Go on, you'll see the group encourages. We've done a Rocky movie this year, you know, retake of Rocky. So my son helped me out with that because he's studying the same course that I did in Clash of Dulick. We're the only mother and son.
Really?
So, yeah. They told him, I can't keep meaning to go up to the tutors. If they're listening in, I'll call up someday. what's his name in sound? Can't think of his name. Can't think of her names. They'll come to me later on. But yeah, I must call up. He's, you know, he's doing brilliant up there. So that's what he wants to do. You know, he came out of a job. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, so I'm a videographer. So I don't only work. I started up primarily to work with people with disabilities. But obviously people get to know you when you go to networking groups like Louise. I end up working with her. she wants to do yoga online, so I'll film that at her home and edit it and put subtitles on it for her.
And did you find when you started this year with your challenges and you're meeting up with other people, you're getting to know an awful lot more people through all this, what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I was getting to know a lot of people. I was through it in a lot of networking groups, but my head wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't sleep and I wasn't all that. So if your head's not in the game, your business are going to...
Yeah.
You know, I was trundling along, but this year I said, okay, as I said, the transformation I was going to make this year and push myself out, and I am. And I'm in a group, Amanda Delaney, so I have to say that she's probably not listening, but she might hear the podcast. The VIP, We Can and We Will, she is an amazing woman from Tala. Look her up. I'm in her group.
Yeah, that's for the young people out there. We can and we will. So if you want to achieve something and you're kind of at a crossroads in your life,
it's your mind. It's definitely your mind. It's a mindset. That you know, but I'm making a film as well. I know you're probably finishing up now, are you? I'm hoping to an awareness film next year, filming in January. So I'm doing research for people in wheelchairs or accessibility using transport. So
that's
going to open a can.
We've had a good few interviews on that, and the challenges even to go out and to go into town to get on a train. You have to ring up and
you have to
say
24 hours notice. Can you imagine even that alone? That's discrimination.
What if you had a doctor's appointment, an emergency,
trying to get to a job? Yeah. You know, these guys have it. You know,
24
they don't
hour
just
notice.
Sit at home. Yeah, and then they're still stranded at. You know, there's no ramp to get off. They're still stranded and have to wait for the next train.
That has to be.
So I just heard it the last 4 years, and I said, I have to make a film about that. So me and Shay Casterly, he's another guy who does media workshops. He's doing weddings, 33 years, God love him. But me and him are going to do it. So he's
good, and that's something that needs to be put out there.
Yeah, just to make people aware, and attitudes, not whinging or moaning, it's not pointing the finger at anybody, it's just to make people aware that, you know, this is their lives, and hopefully change something and compare what London can do, or Edinburgh, or Germany.
Well, it makes a difference if a person has an opportunity to go out and they can't, because they can't use public transport.
Imagine that, you know.
It's terrible. But listen, thanks a million for coming in, and
thanks
for talking to us about yoga. So you feel a lot better in your mind and your body as well.
Your mind and body, I have to say. I was jogging around the corner here, coming in, rushing.
Not a bother.
Even for the bus one day, I got on your man. You weren't even out of breath, you know. So, I have to say, I feel amazing this year, and watch out next year.
It's
going to be great.
So, anyone who hasn't done yoga and is thinking about doing it like myself, I think we should just go, bite the bullet and go and give it a go.
Just